The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome in. Episode 58 of Coffee and Show. I'm your host, Sleeves, joined by my two co-hosts, Kesso and Padre, as we break down the week that was in Hockey Ultimate Team, new event. We're going to discuss some new stupid things we're doing in-game. And we'll talk a little bit about the NHL 23 World Championship, the marquee esports event. But we'll start off how we always start off. Padre, tell me about dad life.
Yeah, not too much different. Just trying to get some sleep here and there. I don't sleep a lot. You guys know this. And I
well, you never have. Yeah,
I never have. And I don't drink coffee, which is it's crazy,
bro. You are like this pure. Like I when I heard that, I was like, because you're up till 2 in the morning, and then you're up at 5:30, and you're in cold. Like, I'm just like, dude. And then you said you've known drink coffee.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
You know, there's something wrong
and
then, with
and it's
you,
not
right?
like you're like, getting. It's not like you're eating the best, like pure.
No,
like,
I don't eat good.
I don't get it.
Yeah, you guys hear me ordering food and stuff.
I don't get it, bro.
I don't know. It's strange. I don't know. Once I get like 2 or 3 hours into the morning, I'm good to go though. Like, it just.
Do you take naps?
No. I don't have time.
If somebody was a serial killer in the NHL community, it would be you, just based off like the sleep schedule.
You need to be studied.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It's bad.
Dude, I remember one of the first times I met you, or I met you in real life at the Toronto thing, and you told me that while you're gaming, you don't listen to anything but podcasts.
Well, like when I'm by myself, yeah, like I'll listen to like a podcast.
It's like, how are you playing the big ones?
I I talk to you guys in Discord, something like that. It's one of the two.
I can't believe Grant is like leaned in trying to win a couple grand, and you're just like, well, they need to put Matthews up on line number one. I thought that was great. All right, Kesso, what about you? You're adjusting to dad life. What's it like now?
Dude, it's great, man. I was talking to my wife a little bit ago. Like, the best time of my day is like we go downstairs and we have like this little play gym, and we like all three of us just lay down on the floor like with my daughter. And we
That's
just sit
nice.
There and just like I make the dumbest noises to her and she laughs, but she got me in the eye today. Like, you know, you can't, like, my eye's swollen. Like, she scratched me, like, accidentally, because she was grabbing my nose, and it was, like, the cutest thing. So, like, I just keep blinking, and, like, my eye's swollen. But other than that, it's so much fun.
Hey, like,
is she scared of Henry?
No, but she's...
I guess she's too young to, like, show
she
it.
She doesn't know. She stares at the dog all the time. Like, she notices the dog, which is cool.
Hey, you got a built-in excuse this week, and if you go 15-5, it's the eye.
It's the eyes.
That's it.
Dude, I hope I get 15 wins.
We're going to talk about that. I mean, it's...
That's going to be my new stream title. All the kids are always like, 20-0? Question mark? Exclamation point?
I got more wins than Kesso this week.
I'm going to do
that. That's probably the only time it's going to happen.
It might be the first time, yeah.
That might be the first time.
Dude, I was watching your stream today, and I was like half inclined to stream snipe you, just because I knew that would be your chance to win, based on how long... That'd be your one chance, like...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. We're going to talk about how I'm playing, because I've just fully leaned in to being an absolute scumbag in this.
You're
game.
An EU
can't wait to get to
You're
that.
You're an EU. That's what the EUs do.
I mean, we're easy now.
That's what they do, though.
It is nuts. They've done it for years. It's not like it's... All right. It's just the way they play. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's talk about the spreadsheet event first, because Kesso is, like, jacked up for it.
Yeah. I told you before.
Explain yourself.
It's my favorite event that they've ever done. It's not team of the year, team of the season, or the fantasy event. The reason
Explain
being...
Explain why, because people...
Yeah, so I'm a huge nerd. Like, I work in, like, spreadsheets all day. Like, I do the shot props, like, all the time and stuff in hockey. I love advanced, like, statistics in NHL. I think it's the greatest thing because it's, like, it combines the game, and it's, like, maybe people that didn't play or maybe people that are just nerdy like me. And the advanced stats are something that we can do to be involved in, like, you know, or not important. so this event was like all those people, even though they're superstars, like obviously you have, what was McAvoy one?
Marner.
Yeah, and Marner and like stuff like that. Obviously they're great players, but like there were some really good picks like in there. Like I thought it was really cool that William Karlsson had one, because like everybody, whenever they teased the event, it was like, oh, that's Eichel. And like, I'm thinking like, dude,
yeah,
Vegas
who
has like
Karlsson. Who said Karlsson? Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, right. Right,
he said everyone, but like Vegas has like
no one pats themselves on the back like Steve.
Dude.
There's nobody.
Well, I just love like that everybody was like it. I love that everybody was like, it's Eichel. I'm like, but if you really,
I knew it was Saros.
If you think it, if you think about the Eichel, like there's no way they were gonna do it, because didn't Eichel just get like an 88 last
year? He got
event?
An Evo.
So it's like they wouldn't card. Give him like another one that's an 80, what is this, 89?
I thought it would be Theodore. I thought it was gonna be Theodore.
See, that's the thing. If it could have been Theodore, it could have been Karlsson.
Mark Stone.
Riley Smith.
Sorry, it was
Mark Stone. It could have been Riley Smith as well. Right. So like like that because it like shows off. It shows off players that obviously are good, but like they have the great advanced stats, and it like gets people more aware that maybe don't know what those are. Because I bet some people logged in. Yeah, I bet people logged in and were like, "What the hell is Fenwick for? What's that even mean?" You know.
What I like about the event, the Masters head selection. We've talked about this a lot. Like we always hammer on Eric Brandstrom from the 16-bit event. Like that's like the one where it was like, all right, like enough. Where it's just like a completely random player that even a fan of the team would not be all that jacked up for. And I think that what master sets should be. Well, what is that? A little slip there. Is players that are not the best of the best, like Matthews, McDavid, all of them, but the tier below. So I used to say like the guys that just missed X Factor. Like, you know what I mean? Like that tier. And I think McAvoy fits well. I mean, Marner got one and I'm okay. I thought it'd be Nylander. I actually, when I saw the card art, I thought it might've been Marner. Nylander. But no, I think the selection was cool. I saw a lot of people complaining about, and I want to address that because I think what people complain about is when there isn't a significant jump or one card where it's like, I need to have that. Mm-hmm. And they used to be like that. And I think what's changed is they have people in place now that are grinders of the game. So they know, you know, we use the example of like Zdeno Chara's winter national card from NHL 21?
NHL
20
and 21. 19 or 20.
I think, okay, so it's 20 because it would have been 19. I was still involved. So like, I know it would have been 20 then. And they gave him like 94 speed in December and he's 6'9". Like that like broke the game with how it was played. And it's essentially a card that everyone needs to have, or you're not at a competitive, you're at a competitive disadvantage. Right. Whereas now they've really balanced it. Like they've done a really good job, like where you go and look and I'm like ranking them every week. And it's like, I've stopped ranking them 1 through 5 or 1 through 8 because they're so minute. And I'll just do them in tiers of like, you know, this is the top tier, this is the second tier, in my opinion. And I think they've done a really good job at that. The issue that they run into is because they're really trying to stop the power creep. So it looks like an entire month is 89s. So December would be 90s. And I would hazard a guess that near the end, like Winter National or whatever event they do at Christmas time, probably gets a 91. Just because that's like the biggest event of the year,
mm-hmm.
In terms of like people that they're involved with it because it's all the Christmas news. For anyone that doesn't know, NHL might be the only yearly video game that has its biggest spike in engagement that isn't the launch month of the game. So January is actually the biggest month. If you go and look at all YouTubers, all streamers, January has it's this huge spike more oftentimes than launch of the game, which is extremely rare. So like December, it's like NHL is the perfect game where you don't want to spend full price and you just like ask for it for Christmas and you just get it. Right. So I'd be curious to see if Winter National comes out there, and then Team of the Year happens as well. But they what happens is, and you get a full month, is the Milestone event, which I thought was a pretty good event. I think that the selections were strong. I think the cards were good. But the issue is that the spreadsheet hockey event, all the cards exactly the same. Like McAvoy and Green, exactly the same. OEL and Slavin, very, very similar. You know, not Solani, but Zibanejad and Marner, like outside of Zibanejad being on the play center. Like they're very, very close. And people complain because it's like, oh, it's the same thing all over again. And I get that, but I think that we're so used to chasing the new hotness like every week and we throw out whatever the prior event is. I think when you look at it from like a full, like just from like a full perspective of like timeline of the game, I think it's advantageous to have multiple events like this where, you know, you're getting cards that, you know, are usable for longer, you know?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I don't mind it myself being free to play this year because I'm such a great person. I'm free to play. You have to let people know that you're free to play. So I like it because it's keeping that. If there were like 91s or 92s out, I wouldn't be able to get those cards. So like I'd play against people that have all those. I see. And it's funny because like the last few years, the complaints are like from me, from you, from like a lot of people was like, it's December, people have 97 speed or people have like high 90 shooting, the game's already ruined, right? Like we know 99 hut sucks. So It's kind of keeping it from that a little bit. The content's been the only good thing in my opinion about the game. And I think they've like knocked, dude, Hawk, Moose, whoever else is involved, I think they've knocked it out of the park this year whenever it comes to like the content itself and the cards that are released.
They are pushing every like the boundaries of what they're able to do with the objectives. For example, it's very basic. You guys don't, I feel like a lot of people don't realize this, but the ability or the objectives changing and adding in objectives where it's like use certain cards to hit tiers, I think that's a very basic thing of what they're trying to implement, where in the future it'll be like use this specific card, score with it, and like that's like the future of objectives. But I think them at least making it where like you have to use different types of cards to get the new milestone collectibles and spreadsheet collectibles and whatnot, every event you could have technically gotten a free MSP.
Dude, that's crazy.
The fact now it's an absurd amount of games. For it looks like that's what it's settled in at now. Spreadsheet and milestones. It's like 450 games with those types of cards. And what happens is that they didn't give you any free ones. So it's like you're buying like 10,000 coins to buy like an 81.
Yeah.
And that'll eventually get fixed. Like it wouldn't surprise me. I think people forget that if you make an 84. Like, you get two free collectibles right off the rip from challenges, and if you just make one more collectible, it's just very cheap. The Master Sets are very cheap. You can get a free 84 in your lineup, and that's of the Master Set player, and that counts, so you can slowly start working on it. But the other thing that it's done is that Master Set players, it's 150,000 coins roughly to make a Master Set player. I don't remember ever in the history of Hockey Ultimate Team where an event Master Set player has been that
cheap. Is that all it is? I haven't made one yet,
dude.
This
if you
year.
Do the math on it, it's very cheap. But what's crazy is that because there isn't this new hotness to chase, and essentially we've gotten back-to-back events. If you took away the card art and the name of it, it's essentially the same kind of cards, right? Dude, I lost so much money or so much coins on trying to make a video where I use the cards. Like, you know, I got a lot of feedback of like, hey, give your feedback. Don't just look at the cards and go through all the attributes. Play with them. So I went out. I went out and bought Martyr. I went out and bought Saros. I went out and bought William Carlson. And I used them. And the problem is that I spent like, you know, a couple of 300K for Martyr and Carlson. The problem is that after like the initial day, they tanked in price because no one's super amped up. They're not overpowered, yeah. Right? There isn't that Chara. So they're 200K. You can get William Carlson right now for 200,000 coins. I would 100% pay 200,000 coins instead of 150, and he's tradable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's. I think people are underselling. These are still the best cards in the game, or among them, and you can get them very easy. And you combine the fact with how the milestones have changed. It's all these changes in the background that I think people are not, because we've gotten away from like the big thing. Right, there is no Master Set where it's super overpowered. There's no milestone or objective where you get like a legend. You know, like NHL 21. I think it was 21, right, Stewie? Where it was like you got a free like Terry Sawchuck at 500 wins, and
or was that 20? It was NHL 18 or 19. It was a while
that
ago.
Long ago.
Yeah.
Oh man, like see, like that's what objectives used to do. The problem with that was everyone's team used to be exactly the same.
It was the year that Marchessault and Taze had those comp seasons for Christmas.
You're right. You're right. I think that was
that was 19.
It was 19.
It was a fine year of stream sniping. That's all I'm gonna say.
I think that was. Yes. I think that was 19.
That was the year I would DM you every day my stream snipes. Anyways, I have to say this. I think it's good that they do this, kind of like what we were saying about how that these are, you know, there's no like overpowered guy, because I think it makes like team builders more like that shiny toy. You know what I mean? Where like MLB's a lot
which
like
it should be.
Yeah, which it should be, right? And MLB's a lot like that, where there's like those OP cards, and you're like, oh my gosh, I want those so bad, and they're way better than everything else. You know what I mean? And Kesso, I mean, obviously you've had the team builders all year. Kesso just got him. He caved in and bought him, and I'm probably going to cave in and buy him too. And it's just, you play them, and they're the most, I always say the best cards are the ones you notice the most when you play against them. And them, and just obviously Lemieux, Gretzky, yada, 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 those kind of guys. But yeah, I really do. I don't mind this event at all. I think it's, I don't know, I like the event. I think it's a solid event.
I can see where people get the thought of, because like as a content creator, obviously I'm not super fired up because the cards are very similar.
Yeah.
Right? Like again, like the perception is like, oh my God, it's the same thing for 2 more weeks, whatever.
Is this 2 weeks, by the way? This is a 2 week event?
Yes.
Okay. How do you know about that this year? I don't know how to figure it out. Is it still have like the timer?
If you go into the sets, it'll literally say if you make week one. That's usually how I determine. Because
it used to have like the ticker, you know what I mean? Like the little, okay, my bad, sorry.
And they didn't even up the price to go back and make them.
I love that.
Like,
that's
wild to me. Like that, like again, I think these are things that you're just, that people aren't paying attention to. And what I was saying with the milestones is you used to get these jacked up legend cards, which was sick. And then it was like you got big packs, like an ultimate pack at 500 wins, which was crap. But like it got worse. But you're getting 10,000 coins like every 10 online wins. Like you're not realizing it, that it's not 10,000. I think it's 5,000.
One of those like, is 10,000 though.
Yeah, every 15 sets you do, you get another 2,500. Like you're rolling in the coins because of these tiers, and it's like unlimited tiers. Like you're getting, I think you end up getting, if you complete it all, I think you get over 2 million in coins. No one will, I'm sure there will be somebody that completes it in the summertime by like February. It might be Fossa. It'll be
there,
an offline
there was
player.
A guy on Reddit that completed all of them, I think, except for the daily packs. Yeah.
Dude, it always blows me away when people can do that because they need to be making content. They need to be streaming.
It's not even, I think they need to be doing anything. That's just like.
I make money playing this game and I can't do that. So I don't know. Like if you have that much time, please stream or make your videos or TikToks or something, please. But yeah, like you're getting so much more. But the problem is that there's not that big shiny thing. So like, I think what MLB does is it releases a ton of usable content. And then it also has the 99 Randy Johnson and Chipper Jones and like those big ones. Yeah. I've always said this, man. Team builders, remember NHL? Dude, I'm so bad with this. I think it's NHL 19 where Mario and Gretzky, you had to complete. No, it was Aginla and Yager were 99, and you had to complete the entire collection.
NHL 18.
Do you remember that? It was NHL 18. It was my first year, I think, of making content. I think it was Aginla and Yager. I know Yager was one.
Yeah, it was Aginla as well.
Yeah, and if like, but the problem was is that, you know, Chris Neal was going for 100,000 coins. It's like an 81 overall like base card, right? And they're trying to avoid that. But again, like, I think there should always be one or two cards like on my God Squad. I'll give you an example. I have nothing to do. I could leave my team until February or March and still be able to rip around with my team, right? But I can't get Gretzky. So, like, it's something. You know what I mean? Like, because Gretzky is, this year, especially because his unstoppable fours and elite edges, which, in my opinion, is just overpowered. That's a nuts combo. I think it's the first year it's made Gretzky better than Mario. And I want him, and I can't get him. And it's still keeping me around on that team, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's nice in that aspect.
But are you going to buy him tradable?
I try, bro. Like, I'll have 2 million saved, but he does not hit the market. Like, you know, he just does not. So, like, I'm going to try and do an icon pack for the seasonal. Guys, also, if you don't, it's wild to me how many people in this community don't know when winter actually starts. Like, it blows me away. Dude, it's December 1st. Why are you telling people not to? What, there's no way I can get all those seasonal collectibles. Like, dude, it starts December 20th.
So, 21st, I think.
21st,
I think,
yes.
Won't they do it like they did last year, too, where if you have fall ones left over, you could probably flip them into, I'm guessing.
If they don't, I'd be blown away.
People will be livid.
Yeah, because that's what happened. I remember the first year they did that system.
Yeah.
They didn't have that. And then the next year they did. So
yeah.
I'd be willing to bet there's a trade-in for it. But yeah,
like, and all the people out there, if you have a Wayne Gretzky and you're on PS5, help our boy Sleeves out here,
dude. I will pay you 2 million coins. I'll buy you 4 cards that you want. You know what I mean? Like, it just does not exist, man. It does not exist.
Help out
Mario's easy for some reason. I don't know what it is. Mario pops up once every couple days. Gretzky's just not there, man. And I think it is because of how nuts his card is. But anyways, let's talk about behind the net. So my man Kesso, he had his worst champs run ever. And he's now running behind the net. So talk to me why and how it's gone.
It's the only thing that's viable. This game's broken. This is the most broken NHL that's ever been released. Which I guess I say that. I said that last year, maybe, right? I don't. Did I say
22 is god-awful.
Yeah. And I like...
21, I liked the 21's game.
We all played kind of similar. We were going for deflections and stuff. At some point over the past couple weeks, they weren't working as much for me. And I started playing like the Sweats and Champs. Dude, you're right. You said it a couple weeks. Once they made that switch to where they fixed the matchmaking, and you're playing against guys that no matter they straight
line.
I
told you, man.
They straight line and they do the same. Everybody you play against online plays like Pogues. But they're not Pogues, but the game's so broken it works. So I got sick of losing. I don't like...
It's a different game, man. Division 1 and 2, man, it is awful. Like, you can't... There is... When people talk about the meta and they complain about it, there is a reason. Because you have to... That is the competitive advantage, right? And I, you know, like...
I just wish there was... There's a meta in every game, right?
Yeah, every single game.
But, you can play another way. Junior Pens is the only person I know that can play another way. And it works for him.
I would love to know why. Like he's lucky, dude.
He made his character in life. He put all his attribute points in the luck, and then that's who he is now.
He created that. He created that character, and it's like there was like charisma and like
there's zero charisma,
humor, and then like luck. He just threw it all into luck.
Threw it all into luck.
I love him, dude. It's what's wild though is because he's been so consistently good.
I think if he played like anybody else, he'd be good too. He is
so good at understanding, like, he's very good at understanding the meta, right? Yeah. Like, but the way he plays, he finds these weird things that half the time I think are just made up in his head, but it works for him.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it you know what I mean? Like, it just works for him. Like, he's the king of, like, I think we should put your defenseman on their strong side. Like, you know what I mean? Because that props up every year.
I did it last week.
Everyone goes through that phase in NHL. Guys, if you're in the chat or if you're in the comment section, tell me if you've ever, every single year, you go through a phase of NHL where you go on a couple losses, and then you're like, man, I really think I should just put my defenseman on the right side.
You know,
and then you're like, yeah, I think it'll work. And then four games in, you maybe win a couple, and then you just get absolutely pounded when you can't take one-timers or do anything.
You know it's bad whenever you're like, maybe I should put my forwards on their strong hand, too.
I've noticed...
Oh, dude, that's the worst.
I've noticed, like, D2Ds, not saying they go in clean, but they've created like more tips off D2Ds recently. I don't know if it's because the shooting's getting better with the defenseman. I've noticed that becoming a thing again. Not to say it's going to be like, you know, the old game, but yeah.
What I'm now noticing, I have scored a couple of going for tips, because if you watch me play now, it's all I do, and it's simply because I enjoy it. Like, I have found the only way, like, every single year I get into Division 1 and it's not enjoyable because I don't have the hand skill.
Do you run Crash the Net?
No, because Crash Net isn't predictive. Crash Net is great for tips off the and scoring off the rush, but once you set up in the zone, your forwards will just, they're reactive. They just go.
So you run behind the net then.
Overload. Dude.
Oh, okay.
Cuz overload sticks a guy right in the middle. When you run behind the net and you're at the point, they want to, it's like a magnet in front of the net, and they just want to get away from the...
Can you still do the behind the net play with overload though?
Oh yeah, dude. Like, you mean like the wrap?
No. Like, if you're behind the net and you hit the guy in the near post and it's a tap in on the empty net, like the Polk's play.
Oh, the Polk's goal? I don't go for it.
Okay.
So that probably not, but again, that's probably why I'm not going to win yet top 100 in champs, because I have no interest in doing that kind of stuff.
Okay, I played on the blue this week, just like in a rivals game, whatever, and he literally would take his guy and just skate and make a beeline from behind the net. He could have like a 2-on-0, and he'd be like, I'm not going to shoot it. I'm going to go right behind the net. Like, that was literally his offense. It was, and this is not a knock on the blue, like he's a great player. It's just embarrassing. Like what we're getting.
I hate watching it.
It's cringeworthy. It's crazy.
It was like watching last year when I'd play someone who just absolutely abused the wiggle stick, because it just looked so stupid to me. Like, it was just, you know what I mean? Like, it just looks, it's a, you know, it's not like hockey. I feel like one of those guys, like, this isn't real hockey, you know what I mean?
I see your Ducks, Mighty Ducks shoes in the background, and it made me think of a scene in Mighty Ducks, and for all you Mighty Ducks fans out there, D2 Mighty Ducks Do you remember the scene where Gunnar Stahl comes down on Goldberg, and instead of just like going around on a breakaway, he goes around the whole net?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Does a wrap, oh,
yeah.
He does a wrap around.
Yo, and then it just the clip like, where he's like diving. Yeah.
Why hasn't anybody posted that for NHL 23?
Like that needs to be a tweeted thing, because that is what
I'm making that TikTok tonight.
Yes,
I'm
that's what kids are tonight. Doing. That's essentially. A great TikTok. It's crazy. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
There's like so back to behind the net, Kesso. Like, what are you doing with it that makes it think that, you know, you have to do it if you want to be top 100?
If you want to be, so obviously the glitch plays are there, right? We know that. We know the wrap is there more often. We know the Pogues play is there. And I think outside of that, once you have your guys set up there, people expect you to do those plays, right? Like, people just expect to defend against that. So, like, I've gone back to some, like, dude, I've run behind the net for 3 years in a row. We've all run behind the net a lot the past few years.
Ever since the skill zone was at, or like NHL.
Every top 100 player has run behind the net. It's boring now, but like, I'm so comfortable with it because I it's 100% predictive.
Yeah.
And
we've talked about this before in the summertime, man. Like, I think a change in strategies would be one of the biggest gameplay changes, more than any sort of skating engine or physics. Like, if they just added more strategies and your players acted differently, like, imagine said that we went from 3 to 6 and now you've got 6 strategies to try and, you know, figure out, right?
It's the physics around the net this year that make it so good to like run, like, defensively.
Sixes, dude,
you can't pick up the puck behind the net. Whenever you're using a defenseman and you pick up a loose puck in your defensive zone, you're skating in mud. I don't know if anybody's ever like experienced that this year. There's that. Whenever there's a loose puck in the corner, right? Like, you poke it, and let's say your other defenseman's closer to the puck, your AI defenseman, they won't go to the puck. They're frozen. And it's hard to switch to them too. There's so many bad things about the game that are broken that makes behind the net the best one. And if those things were fixed, it wouldn't be as good. It wouldn't, because, like, I don't know, maybe people would run the other ones. It's just so frustrating. Year after year, this is the only strategy to run. Unless you're like Young Grant and you're just like one of the best players, but like, it's the only one to run.
I'm going to get to Division 1 with Overload. I will always stay on the cusp of it, though, and I'll never get top 100 because I just, like, when I see someone do the glitch wrap on me, then I'll do it because it is so stupid, like, you know, easy to do, right? And I would rather just not. I don't know, this is where I'm going to take my moral stand in life. It's like, I'm not going to use a glitch goal, right? But, like, I think, I don't know how to have fun in this game, you know what I mean? Like,
fun,
I just don't.
It sucks. Fun is winning, though. At the end of the day, we're
it
all
is. That is the problem. That is the problem with 1v1 in sports games, is that more often than not, fun is just winning. I love going for tip goals.
It's fun to do that, yeah.
It is, man, because it is set up. Like, before, when I would used to score those off, it'd be, like, also random. But, dude, I'm L2 and at the point, waiting for the guy to look at me, waiting for him to open up so that the goaltender's off of post a little bit. Like, I love that. I'm finding fun in that. Let me tell you this, though. We're gonna skip to our next topic here on defense. There is clearly a movement in the game to include World of Chell's gameplay in Hutt and make it, like, uniform. And I think when it's done, will be a very, very good thing, because as it stands right now, we have two different games. We have World of Chell, and then we have 1v1.
Yeah.
And I think that the way the development team is, it's so small that you're splitting it off and they're, you know, just separate. And I think that when everything's uniform, it'll be great. The problem is that World of Chell and the way it works is more fun because everyone is their own player. In 1v1, you expect your AI to do stuff that you don't have to, you know, like, I don't want to say don't have to worry about, but when you see your AI doing something or in a spot, you expect them to intercept a pass if you've put them there, you know, that kind of stuff. And there's no pickups around the net. How many times have you seen in the crease where someone's just spamming up?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And the puck will eventually get on their stick, and the goaltender doesn't even go down in the butterfly. And that is simply because the goaltender is now playing with World of Chell animations, which has been noted. Like, that's why one-timers get stopped, because the World of Chell animations for human goalies are now on actual AI goaltenders, right? And it changed the gameplay quite a bit. There's no more backdoor one-timers, like one-timers from, like, the faceoff dot. It's so funny because, like, no one takes them, and even when I do it, I'm just like, oh, I forgot I'm playing NHL 23, yeah. Which is a mess. Like, I don't think that's how it should be, but you can clearly tell that that's what's happened. I notice it. I've covered esports for the last 4 years more than anyone else in probably the world for NHL. And when you watch sixes, it is a lot of back and forth and just forcing passes. And not passes, but saucer passes more often than not. And the really good teams are legitimately just making cuts into the middle when they get a player to cut in the middle, and they sauce it, like, three guys, and it will just go through. It's like when you're manually controlling a player, they don't make an animation to defend. They don't make an intercept animation. They don't make a knock it out of the air.
But anything like one that. Thing to add, those interceptions were advertised in the NHL 23 trailer.
Correct. NHL 22, the intercept model was turned on. And it was like, intercepts last year, we can all agree that, like, it was clearly, because 21 was, they didn't intercept at all. There was nothing, right? And that was it. But the difference between 21 and 23, and this is what I want to talk about, because I've noticed over the last 3 days, it only happens when you are manually controlling your defender. So when you do not control your defender, they will intercept passes. And the only way that you'll intercept passes when you manually control them is, like, NHL 21. If your stick just happens to be right in the passing lane where with the puck. I'm not saying, like, it's in the lane near it. It's like the puck literally hits the stick. And timing that in this game is, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're a god if you can do that regularly. So what I've noticed, I don't know about you guys, but defending the rush one-on-one and you're poking along the boards, right? It is no longer effective, because what you'll do when you're shoulder to shoulder is you'll poke it and it'll just go forward and the AI will just pick it up. It's like they have 9,000 offensive awareness.
Yeah.
Or the opponent. And then what happens is you're in the corner and now they have a free line to the behind the net, like all the way around, right? And that is what was so infuriating, is because I feel like I'm in position with that. And then what's even worse is when I manually control my defender to go cover the pass, it just goes through. Right, and the only way to stop it is if you're bumping them as they get the puck, and, like, timing that is just so infuriating. Right, so what I've now done is when I lose the puck in the offensive zone, I legitimately don't touch my defenseman on the rush, yeah. And it's lame, it's stupid, it's not, like, how it should be.
It's European.
But what happened? It's, yeah, I mean, like, that's how a lot, like, it's a very passive. And even in the defensive zone, I've just left my defenseman alone and I've gone up like 150.
It's the ultimate skill zone. And I've done the same thing, and I've noticed more, because it's like, I'm somebody that's always played really good one-on-one defense defending the rush. I've always, like, had, like, a forecheck where, like, I'm rushing three forwards and I trust myself to defend three on twos. Like, mm-hmm. Well. If I play them perfectly this year, it doesn't work.
I think that's the thing I hate the most about this game. The back doors, it sucks. We can't score back doors or take one tees like Stamkos and Ovi and all those guys. But I think it's just the fact that, like, you play good defense and you get punished. So it's like, I guess we're all...
Or your defense is literally standing on the post.
Yeah, like, I guess we're just, like, gonna...
Because you're just defending the wrap, right?
Or resort to playing, like Euros. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, you have to, like... And what's so dumb is, A, it looks dumb, but it's like, it's working. And it, you know what I mean? Like, it's funny because people are like, you're promoting the skill zone. And it's like, man, when you get to Division Two and Division One, I don't know what you want me to do. You know what I mean?
Like, I was watching your stream today and somebody was like, how's this loser have 200 viewers and he's just skill zoning? And it's funny. Yeah, it's the truth. Why?
It sucks. Like, it sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it's not enjoyable. Like, but like offensively, I get in the zone and I'm literally just going for tips. And I had a game yesterday where, it was someone on Twitch that I know. And it was like, dude, time on attack was like 14 minutes to 3. 0-0. I play decent defense, like, regardless. Like, I've always had pretty low scoring games. And it was 0-0, and it was 14 minutes to like 4.5 at the second intermission. And I was like, chat, this guy is going to lose his mind when I take one tip shot on him, win 1-0. Sure enough, 2.5 minutes to go, I just ripped a tip shot with Keith Tkachuk, hammered it home, and that was the 1-0 win. I was like, that sucks.
Who was it?
Like, that, who was I playing?
Yeah, he probably doesn't care. He's a friend.
No. I would totally out whoever it was. I don't know why I can't remember. I played like five people from stream today.
Okay.
We got to talk about cross console, I guess. But yeah, chat, like, try it. Honestly, like, I don't want to promote the skill zone, but there is, don't try it. Notice it.
When you do it, because like at this point, EA's made a game. Yes. Not bad-mouthing the devs. They have mm-hmm. a few months to make a game. They made a game where you can't play defense. You can't. Maybe Regs can. Maybe Gren can. Maybe Josh Fearless can.
I can't wait to watch the NHL World Championship like, to see that. Because I can't wait to see what they do.
So do the skill zone. See what happens. Like, do what you have to do to win. That's really it. The game's broken.
All you have to do, don't switch your player in the defensive zone. And just take your player and run around after the puck. And dude, you'll be stunned at how annoying and how wild your opponent will just throw passes and eventually your AI will intercept them.
Yeah.
Like, it's nuts. It sucks. I don't know.
Before we get into, let's talk about the crossplay before we get into the next section. But before we do that, gamersaloon.com, proud sponsor of this podcast. The description, the link is below in the description. If you want to get ready for soon the NHL 23 World Championship, there's no better place to do it than gamersaloon.com. Play some of the best players and wager matches, improve at the game, have fun, or get extremely mad because you're gonna, you know, but gamersaloon.com.
Skill zone in a money game, man, it doesn't matter. The scoreboard's all that matters at the end of the day.
So, dude, crossplay was added to HUT. Was it like a week and a half ago?
Yeah, well, it went into Rivals yesterday.
So I
Champs was like a week.
Yeah, I have it on right now. I'm PS5. So one thing before we talk about the crossplay, we have been complaining this year. PlayStation 5 seems to be kind of bugged. There's like a input. Yeah, there's input delay. One thing that seemed to help was turning off vibration. I've been getting destroyed by the Xbox players as I've played, and it leads me to think that there's an added delay on top of already what I'm playing with. And I've also heard, like,
which is a skill.
Yeah, I've heard that people that have been playing on Xbox with crossplay have also a delay compared to whenever they play their own system. I also have been told by people, like, I trust, like, I Sleeves, I don't know if you've played both consoles or Padre, if you have this year, but like, people I trust have said, like, the game plays completely different. Like, PlayStation, you've noticed you can't really bump. Like, there's like this weird collision, like, there's no hit detection on PlayStation.
It's like they're magnet, or they're all wearing like slime.
yeah. So like, according to Junior Pens, which, you know, sometimes he has conspiracy, I know that, but like, he can bump on Xbox, he can't on PlayStation. Mm-hmm. I have this huge conspiracy now because I think the game's changed a lot in the past couple weeks. I think
what's interesting is that attributes haven't been, so like,
they haven't
talked about this before. They haven't. They're exactly the same. So it's not like everyone's teams are getting far better than like launch, because that's what happens, right? Everyone's like, dude, the launch was so good, but then like 6 weeks in, everyone's got 90 overalls. The overalls have not gone up in like 3 or 4 weeks. So I
think whenever they turn on cross console, there's some weird, and I'm an idiot, so I can't explain it. There's some weird merging of the code between the games that's causing something funky to go on. Because today, because of this, I started this channel on my Discord. It's called EA at its Finest, and we just post the most ridiculous clips that happen in the game. Like, whether it's like a bug in the game, or like every single game, if you pay attention, there is something crazy that happens, whether it's like your guy that's like frozen or stuck or you can't pick up a puck. And it seems more noticeable the past couple weeks. I could be crazy. I don't know. That's been my experience with crossplay.
My pass button still doesn't work sometimes too. That's really fun.
I you had still that have that, Padre?
Yes. I had that today.
I had to flip it. I had to flip it out of play. It's awful.
Yep. Yeah, it sucks. Especially if it's like, I think mine happened on like the last 30
seconds. Well, do me a favor. Game. Since you have the Xbox game, Sleazy, right? And you have the console, you should like start doing some, what is it, the Seagulls or whatever?
You want me to play this game more?
Or just play, or play the, put the Lamborghini in the garage for a few weeks and then, you know, play on that. Play it.
I don't think I can do that.
I don't know. I just want to test
it,
you know? Like, I don't know.
I will say this. Like, what my experience is that I feel like, I don't get the so like, delay that what I'm having with controllers, like where so delay guys is you hit R2 to pass and it's like maybe 0.3 of a second later the pass happens. It's very slight, but you notice it, and that can really mess you up in the NHL because like player switching is super important, being able to pass, all that kind of stuff. I'm not getting that. I'm getting it feels like I'm on my normal ping, and I know I'm playing someone from Quebec or Southern Ontario, like someone I know, and it feels like I'm playing on 75 ping, where everything is just heavy. There's no ability to make quick cuts and turns. Everything just feels like I'm playing, like, you know, just I'm playing a West Coast player where it's just very heavy. The game, it's like your gravity's turned way up, and that's frustrating because, again, I'm not good enough to overcome that against a good player. Like, it's not. So it's players that are worse than me, it's got to be even worse. So if you're having issues, let me know in the comment section, guys, if you're having issues with crossplay. Because, yeah, it's I think it's – we knew that there would be issues. And credit to them, there hasn't been any server issues. Like, game won't load, game's bricked.
Yeah.
We got to give them props for that. That's pretty crazy that Rivals and all the cross-consoles work, that it just happened. So – but yeah, I don't know. And I think that will improve over time. I do, because like as cross cons becomes more, they'll patch and fix slightly, you know, like, but I don't know. I think it's all, it might just be in our heads. Xbox kids are also cracked, you know, maybe that's it. I think there's more better players on PlayStation still, just because of the player base, but
I do too.
Yeah.
I played both multiple years back and forth.
Someone made a good point about, I think it was you, about LG though. Like all the best sixes kids,
they all play Xbox. Very,
and then they all play Hot too. So
I bet you any money that you see a lot of sixes kids that because of the way Hut plays are going to dominate this year. That normally would, like, I swear the game plays so much like sixes. With the forcing of the passes and the way that you score and the goalie, it was not just in the crease, but like you're 5 feet around the crease, anything goes in if you flick up. Like the goalie can't get into the butterfly. You know, it's just like everything feels like
it,
sixes.
It makes me sick when those sixes kids cry by GWC being Hut, and then I play them in six or in Hut, and they have God squads. They have like 300 games. They play all day. I'm like, how do you complain about a mode? And then you go and play it. I don't know. It just never makes sense to me.
Speaking of the NHL 23 World Championship, it was announced a couple weeks ago. We haven't really talked about it because it looks like early December we're going to get, I believe, registration where we can sign up. And it looks like it's going to be vastly improved with a lot of team tournaments where it looks like every team is going to run a tournament. I think that this is in its sixth year now. I'm really excited for it. I knew when I was doing it last year and I got to meet the new team doing it, and they put a large focus on it much earlier on in the year. And I think this year it's going to be the biggest it's ever been. And I think this will definitely be the best year it's ever been. But I'm excited to see how it turns out. Because, again, having 32 tournaments to qualify and then having open qualifiers as well. Like, there's a lot going on. It looks like multiple lands at the All-Star game. Just really awesome. So we'll start with Padre because, you know, you guys have both been competitors in it every single year. So what do you think on what the new event looks like?
I like it a lot. I think they're doing a good job trying to get the 32 teams involved. I think there's no excuse for these teams not to get involved. Even if you don't want to have a LAN, it's free advertising. And it's rated G advertising. There's no cancellation type things coming from it. There's nothing that, it's all good, positive PR, you know, and you have somebody wearing your jersey at the end of the day or whatever, you know, however they want to do it. You know, some teams won't do lands. I know the Blues, I've talked to a few guys there, and I don't think they're going to do a land, but they're going to do something. I don't know exactly like what that is online, but yeah, I like it. The name change threw me off a little bit. We talked about this for the podcast a little bit. I mean, it's whatever. It's a name change. At the end of the day, I don't care. I just think
everyone will still call it GWC.
Well, just as a hockey fan, like if I told like my buddies in real life, you know, whatever, hey, I'm playing in the NHL 23 World Championships, they'd be like, what is that, like a men's league tournament or something? Like honestly, I mean, seriously, they think it's like some sort of like, you know, like fantasy camp or whatever, right? But I'm like, no, it's the NHL Gaming World Championships. Just made more sense to me because it's like it's a video game, and I think a lot of people, it's easier to, I don't know, correlate. I also told you guys this because, you know, the whole Chell thing is, you know, Chell? That's the new
Chell.
Hey Hill, do you want to play Chell? You want to play some Chell? Like that commercial. Since they're leaning into the whole Chell thing, they could have just called it.
I'm surprised it's not the Chell Championship.
The Chell World Championships. I don't know. I mean, I just I know it sounds kind of cringe for a lot of the. You know, I mean, I'm 30, so I'm an old hockey head, I feel like, kind of, but it's, you know, I still call it, you know, I'll say Chell sometimes, but it's, I, you know, normal.
I rarely call it Chell. But yeah, I think, yeah, it was interesting with the new name change. However, I like, this is definitely the most difference, but I feel like back when it started, this is what it would have been pre-pandemic. Like, if the pandemic never happened, it really derailed a lot. What they were
the team tournaments, you mean? Yeah, because...
Yeah, Chris, now, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think that'll evolve.
Chris Gallier, I talked about the All-Star game in 2019, right before the COVID.
19, yeah.
And he told me, he's like, we won 32 teams. That's our goal, you know? So,
well, 30. No, and shout out to Kevin NHL. He is the one really spearheading the entire event this year, and he's been doing a really, really good job. I'm sure you guys will see him in my vlogs covering the event and whatnot. And I'm excited to get down to all the events, hopefully, and call some big ones. I can't wait to see the gameplay like that. I've always been someone that's kind of been nerded out about how people play because I like the strategy of like the games. And you know, last year I thought there wasn't very much because there was no. I don't want to say glitch goals. It's not necessarily. There's very few set plays you could do last year, other than Polgs' goal, which is still in the game. You know, I think this year it'll be interesting to see how, you know, how many wraps do we see? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I am kind of worried about that. Like, I really am, just because I don't think that's,
money's on the line.
Yeah, and I don't think that stuff looks good whenever it's like that's gonna be on whatever agreement. Like, it was on NBC Sports like the few years. I don't know who they have this year, but
Sportsnet,
like, yeah, like it doesn't look good. One thing I do want to point out though, like it seems like it's like extended this year, right? Like, it always. I've complained in the past, Padre. You've complained in the past. It's like we play all year, and it's like we get an announcement in like March. And then it's like it drags on into the summer.
Yep.
One of the things that's huge is like if you have these like small events throughout the year, you have like qualifiers online for random things. If you're like a content creator, like I'm thinking of somebody like Aves or like Geimer kind of made it far last year. So he
uninstall,
he made it far. But like somebody like Aves or like, you know, there's other players like that. Like if you're streaming throughout the year and you're like making it far and stuff, like this is like a huge opportunity to get noticed in these things.
This is the stuff I've been told all kids, man, ever since I've covered the GBC. If you're not streaming or making content...
Well, dude, it's huge this year because you're going to have the opportunity to do so much more. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to have 5 months, maybe, of, like, stuff that starts in... If this starts in January, I don't know when it's going to start, but, like...
It looks like January.
Yeah, that's the prime time of the game, too. Like, mm-hmm. this, like, it's a huge opportunity. Hopefully, people don't miss out. It's huge. I don't care what the prize is. I don't care about anything like about that. Like, this is huge for like in general.
You know? And for the love of God, guys, when you guys are doing your qualifiers, please do not do this. Turn off the camera. Oh, I can't. I gotta play the biggies right now. Oh, and then you know, do that whole thing. Like, just
dude,
just
there's always keep, the like. Keep, let me. Here's,
yeah,
here's
like, my head. Like keep your camera on. Play like you normally would. If you don't want to talk to chat, turn off the chat. But people, that grows the whole. Like allure of it, I guess.
If you're nervous playing in your own room, I've been at the GWC finals the last couple of years. You are not going to be able to handle the 100 people whole, watching you there and the 6,000 or however many in chat. Like you're not going to
the whole camera off thing. I never understood it because I'm like, you're going to be on camera if you make the event. And
I liked it the 1 year whenever it was like one of the COVID years, right? And some guy was losing like 5-0 and he turned his camera off, so they just put his picture up there.
It was
in my game actually too. It was me. It was Mikey whatever.
Mikey D?
No, Mikey 13 was his name. He's a Chicago kid. He's a good kid. He had like a really crappy webcam or something and it just went out.
I do remember that.
And they just like put his face up there. I was like by myself.
No, but yeah, like I've always said this, man. I have never been elite at the game, right? And so you guys that are amazing at this game have such an advantage over people and creators that are not able to do, like, just stream your games. And you'd be stunned at how many people will watch you just to try and learn.
And right? don't put too much pressure on yourself either, because like I know there's like some people that like thinking of some certain like YouTube or like Twitch content creators, you might not be able to qualify. Like that just happens. Base the content.
Looks like it's gonna be less.
Yeah, dude. Base the content around that, like trying it or whatever, like improving. Because like I mean, it's gonna suck come May or something whenever you see the 8 or 16 people that come and you're sitting there playing Rivals. Mage, you know, keep streaming. It doesn't matter. Like, just have fun with it.
Is it bad that I watch for the webcam I want it on too? Because I love to watch the rage. It's the best. The reactions.
Oh man, dude! Some of the best creators, some of the best streamers in this community. We watch. I mean, Josh Fearless is the best watch in the NHL community, and that's just because it's funny because people will go in there and they'll make fun of him for just raging blindly on his game, but there isn't one person who has not reacted and felt like that in playing this game over the last 5 to 10 years and done that. I love it because like I can't act like that on stream just because like my gimmick and you know like it's not a good look for me what I'm trying to do. But like, dude, I feel that I'll be completely honest. I'll pull back the curtain a little bit. I told Stewie this the other day. I was playing Hutch Hamsters last week, first time in probably 6 years. This controller took one right off the floor. This was off stream. And I knew exactly what I was doing. I could not stand it. I have a tiled floor, and I hit the corner, separated the thing, and it felt great. And then I won. Then I won a couple games. But hey, we all go through it. All right. Sometimes you got to suppress it, and it sucks. So the creators, when you freak out and lose, don't go out of pocket. Don't say some bad stuff. All right, you can yell and scream. Don't go. Not nice. But you know,
Duncan Deli is one of the best. I mean, like for his rages, his ears are unbelievable. And then his dad's calling down on the landline, and you hear it in the background. He's like, "Go to bed." It's unreal. But weren't you the one, Sleazy, that told me like? Because you would try to be like, you know, all serious on stream and you're not getting mad. You don't want to give in to the kids. You'd have your hands underneath your desk and you said you would just like, you'd just smash your desk.
There's times, dude, there's times where I have almost with a dead face where I'm just like, you know, where I under my desk have almost separated my controller in half. Like I have literally almost taken it and done one of these where this hand goes that way and this hand goes the other way. And I felt my controller creak and crack and I'm just like, all right, guys, we'll get them next time.
I always said a content creator or just anybody that streams likes to write to that, they should just have a spare controller that just beat the crap out of them. Like, just a broken.
I used to, like, it's tough, dude. I will never forget. Yeah, one of my favorite moments, my most mild-mannered co-host on the planet.
Oh, God.
The first ever times when I first met him. We got a Discord DM. I'm going into my GWC game. This is GWC 1. This is 2018.
You were doing your watch party, too.
Yeah. Kessel wasn't... Oh, no. That was a different year. That was 2019. This is 2018. This is going back even further, bro. This is going back even further. First year GWC. Kesso, this is when Kesso's at peak performance, too. Like, I mean, obviously, 2009-10 is probably your peak, but you were still one of the best in the world. And we got a DM, like, all right, I'm going into my game. 15 minutes later, we get a Discord picture, and it's a foot-sized Kesso right through the drywall. And I wish I still had that picture, because I'd post it every time that you
make it. I think I have it somewhere. I gotta find it.
It was one of the funniest things. I think Josh or John was like, "Kesso, how'd your game go?" And you answered back with just this footprint.
Oh, I thought you were talking. I thought you were talking about the one where he came flying into the Discord.
Dude, man,
hand
went
through
full angry dad.
And that was the hand through the wall. That was the foot. That one was unreal because I've never heard Kesso raise his voice. And it sounded like a different human over there.
He went angry dad.
Yeah,
it
was
dead.
Unreal because it was Dirty Duster. I remember it was the second year of Hut, and he just spammed D2Ds, and I had just lost to same
bad.
Thing. And I remember I went into the Discord, and I'm like, hey, I lost, guys, blah, blah. And the Kessel came firing, and like,
and then
you just left, and Sleaze goes, well, okay then.
You have no idea.
I had like 400 people in the gym.
The rage that I felt at that moment. And then And dude, and the worst part is like you get the text like how the game's good. They, oh, you know what?
Oh,
happened?
I know.
They're like, I know. I saw you lost to Dirty Duster. What happened? Like, what do you think? Like, I'm gonna shoot you right now. Like,
yeah, dude. Anytime I see those like those Facebook posts about like the broken monitors and stuff, like, okay, that's a little too far. But there is no one that has played this game and gotten decent at it has never not felt like has not gone through a moment where they have done something where they have smashed something, because at the end of the day, there's no one else to blame. It's 1v1, right, which sucks, right? And then secondly, you're playing a game where you only control one person.
Yep. Yeah.
So it is the ultimate, you can blame someone else or not, like, you know what I mean? Where you can get frustrated at something else.
What about JGT, the old content creator, when he broke his glass
I
table?
I wasn't around.
That was electric.
Guys, there's a... Maybe I'll try and find that clip and put it in my There is, this is before my time. This is like
unreal.
NHL 16. This is one of the all time best rage moments in NHL history. Is a YouTuber named JGT, and dude, he had one of those L glass desks, and he took an L in I think before Rivals even existed. It was probably Online Seasons, and he double fisted, shattered the whole thing.
Was he bleeding at all?
No, like, you know, it just broke, right? He didn't punch through it. Like, he just did, like, you know, like how you pound it.
Yeah.
I have the IKEA desk hack, dude. If I did that on, like, a 3-inch stick, like, I'd probably break my hand. But, dude, that's an all-time clip, man.
The only one that's, like, close to that is the BBG one from this year where he...
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he went... Yo, he punched through a full beer pong table. Like, he just went
Hey, we might need, at the end of this episode, just to clip a few in. You know, just for fun, like,
there,
go back. Good memories,
timers, bro. Like,
Sports
it's
Center
so
top
fun
10.
Like I said, man, I don't make fun or laugh at
no,
them.
It's awesome.
I think back, and I'm just like, dude, I felt like this. This
so
time
similar to you, though. Whenever I'm off stream, I was talking to Nathan last night. It was like last night or the night before. I played a few Rivals games. I don't care. I snap right back into my, like, you know, 19-year-old, like, talking shit like to him, like, about the game. I'm like, this guy's a loser. What's he doing? Look at him doing this stuff. And it's like, you have to keep, you know, yourself calm and posed on stream. Once you're off stream and there's nobody in your room and you can do whatever you want, like, it just... Yes, that's what happens.
Wait till your daughter can hear what you're saying. I've already...
you gotta, like, earmuffs.
Well, like, I only play when my kids are asleep, but there's, like, the few times in the afternoon or something, like, on the weekend, I'll play during nap time. And if she comes, like, down and I don't hear it and I drop something, it's... Daddy said that. You can't say that. Like, you know, I mean, she knows now. I mean, and it's like, I'm like, what am I? I'm a terrible father. Like,
oh my god,
yeah.
Dude. No, it's fun. It's funny, but it is what it is. But yeah, moral of the story: if you're gonna stream, make your entire run a story, dude.
Yeah.
I think the person who does this the absolute best is Eki.
For sure.
Like, he makes an entire YouTube series of, like, Road to GWC, and he streams his games, he talks about his games, he breaks down the format and what's coming up next. There is not a lot of them.
Oh yeah, I'm copying his format this year. I don't expect to win at all, but, like,
everyone should,
great.
Dude. Everyone should, man. Like, if I was a competitor and could actually compete, you're lucky I can't, but I would 100% do that, man, because it's... The thing about content and streaming and whatnot is, if you don't have a story, you're just
people
want
to be connected
to
you. Like, they don't, like, mm-hmm. You can, that's the thing. You can watch polls, you can watch, like, if you want to see elite gameplay, you can see it. Like, and people have to come back to you for, like, who you are, really.
In the opposite, like, Josh Fearless, when I'm done streaming, I don't watch a lot of Twitch because it's like going back to work. But when Josh is live, I'll watch him. And what I see and I know is that half the people watching him are watching him because they want to see his freakouts.
They want him to lose.
But that's still a story.
Yep.
Like, you are watching him for that reason, right? And his good. And the other half's watching his good gameplay because
he lives in a dorm, and I always tease him.
He's going to be 30 living in that dorm.
He's
been in school for a decade.
He's one of my best buddies in the community for a long time, and I always tease him, like, one of these times you're just going to jump out that window next to him. Because that window's, like, right there. And I'm like, how do people just not come down the hallway in the dorm and just... Like, just
I feel like, dude, there's so many people that just don't know, like, at the very top end, the stupid stuff that goes on. Don't like, forget about, like, the, you know, like, people being mean to each other and all the DMs or whatever, which is, like, the absolute stupid stuff at the top end that, like, the top, like, 20-30 guys all do. It's hilarious. So, But guys, that's gonna do it for episode 58. That was a long rant to the end, but I hope you like it. I like when I start laughing.
Those are the only, those shit. Are like not the only fun. Those are the best parts of the episode. Like
these are my favorite ones to do. 100%.
The rage wasn't on the sidebar. If you guys didn't realize that, the rage is.
I should have put the rage on. I should put the rage on. Yeah, I should have put that on there. All right, guys, we'll be back. We'll be back later in the week with our NHL podcast. Thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you next episode. Have a good one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.